This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, I think if you looked at the one drill today, I thought we did a fabulous job with it. It really is just supporting the puck, getting to a spot, trusting the guy will be there. I thought that part of our game in the first four games was good. Today's practice, again, was good. It's just something we're going to work on every day.
There's certain details, because you got out. Certain details which you just wanted to see better?
Yeah, I thought we defended really well. Like the drill we went in, played 5-5, 5-5, we defended well. We were out quick. We had a couple of opportunities to get pucks in the net. We deferred to, not putting it there. I don't care what the drill is. You're going to get something out of it. Like our first penalty kill win faceoff, we don't get it out of the zone. We don't have a plan. Those two defensemen that went back need to have a plan. Like, it's, let's execute every play like it's a game. So those little plays mean something. They got to mean something to everybody.
He was supposed to become, 5-6 years ago, was touted as the Sabres goalie of the future, and he got here. But he, it was a different path for him. I know you weren't around him, but just what in his demeanor or whatever allows him to get through that type of adversity?
Well, I think with any goaltender, a lot of the path for any goaltender is not a straight line. And it is the hardest position. Unless you have one heck of a team in front of you that, you can keep the chances way down. As a young goaltender, some of it is knowing the shooter. Some of it is just finding a calmness, under pressure. And I think he's been able to find that. I've only been around him a little bit, but his demeanor, his calmness is something that, and he doesn't have a lot of games, is something that impresses me.
You've been a new coach in other places before, obviously. About what's the timeline on what it takes to kind of eliminate what went wrong with those teams before, to get rid of bad habits and things like that?
Well, I think we're at a point where we're trying to mesh together, four or five new forwards and the ability to leave our zone in a hurry, like not spend as much time there. And you have to break that habit of, maybe trying to make that extra play inside the zone. We saw some really good results in preseason. You guys weren't there, but the Munich game was... I thought the opposition had real good structure, and we're playing a little bit wider ice, we still had to work really hard at getting out of the zone in a hurry because their structure was good. I thought we executed pretty good. I thought under a little bit more pressure, we weren't able to make that next play quick enough. And it's trusting that this is where we're going. This is what you got to win. Sometimes you can exit under control. Sometimes you're going to have to exit by using the glass, using the flip. I mean, if you spend any time watching like last night's game, there was a ton of the pressure where D are going back trying to execute plays. You're not going to get out clean every time, but if we can just raise the percentage of the time we get out cleaner and get out quicker, long term, it's going to be a big benefit to us.
You said you didn't know too much about your two goalies coming in. Did you spend a lot of time with Mike Bales just to find out maybe what makes these two guys click and you know what you can do with them and those types of things? Did you spend a lot of time with Mike?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the goalie coach always has a special relationship with his goalies and, you know, how he analyzes how they play and the differences in their game and, you know, really what one guy's strength and what the other guy's strength is, you know, when you're looking at two different goalies, a lot of times it's different. And he has a real good handle on, you know, the strengths of Levi versus UPL. You know, both, as we look at it, both really good goaltenders. So, you know, it's kind of his department. You know, goaltending is a thing you kind of try to stay out of, but you just try to understand the player that's in between those two red posts.
Jason Zucker working with the top unit on the power play. What are you looking for from him in front of the net there?
You know, that it's that veteran guy that can find the next play under pressure. We already know that the Kings are going to come with a lot of pressure. So part of how we were trying to practice was, you know, put that power play unit under a lot of duress today, which I thought we did. And can you find it? And I thought both units were able to find that release several times inside that drill.
Do you have a comfortability with both of those units? It seems like they're kind of balanced out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, again, I think we're looking at, you know, will Paterka play? Will Benson play? I'm hopeful that, you know, both guys, I talked to both guys post-practice, both feel good. That doesn't mean that they're going to be good an hour from now or after they take their boots off or they get their treatment. So, but I think both units have a chance to be the type of unit that can score goals for you.
Preparing for a team like Los Angeles, it's the same thing for them, I understand. But you really don't have much to go off of other than the preseason and last year. I mean, but, you know, they're different guys and everything. So how do you prepare for a team like this where there's really nothing to other than what you saw last year?
Yeah, mainly used last year. You know, I think they got a small advantage because they got to see us play a couple of games. So, I mean, they got film on us. We don't have any film of their total lineup playing together, but we got a look at what they did in preseason. So use a little bit of both, what their tendencies are, how they break out, what their D zone looks like, what, you know, neutral zone pressure is going to be. So we got an idea where it's going to be at. But, you know, our focus, Paul, really is, you know, on what we're going to do. We know they've got, you know, Kempe, and they got good players, Kopitar, and every team has good players. We have to be aware when those good players are on the ice and what their strengths are. But our focus as a staff is really making sure that we're locked into how we need to play.
But you saw last year, do they tend to be a team that will kind of wait for you? Be patient is what I'm trying to say, and kind of wait for you guys to make mistakes?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a little bit of a change in how they played during the year. Like the wait and be patient was early on, and then later on, I think you saw more up-ice pressure. You know, early on, they were a real hard 1-3-1, and, you know, wait for you to make that mistake going through the neutral zone and try to capitalize over neutral zone turnovers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.